This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court nomination.
Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Cornyn.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Hawley.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Ms. Ernst.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Blackburn.
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy. Mr. Durbin. Mr. Whitehouse. Ms. Klobuchar. Mr. Coons. Mr. Blumenthal. Ms. Hirono. Mr. Booker. Ms. Harris. Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the last presidential debate happening tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, the contest between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden alerts the nation the end of the 2020 cycle is upon us. The debate is set to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be broadcast live from Belmont University, a private Christian university in Nashville, Tennessee. Go Fighting Bruins. Mainstream media moderator Kristen Welker has chosen the topics: fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. The story Facebook and Twitter tried to censor from you seems to be getting bigger and bigger as no one in the Biden camp is claiming the laptop was not Hunter's. The Hunter Biden laptop is now in FBI custody. How long they have had the incriminating information is unclear. Rudy Giuliani also provided an additional copy of the hard drive to Delaware authorities on Wednesday. Giuliani told police officials that the hard drive contained evidence of crimes, Delaware Justice Department spokesman Matt Marshall said. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Starman, the dummy riding a cherry red Tesla Roadster through space blaring David Bowie's Space Oddity, made his closest approach ever to Mars. Starman, last seen leaving Earth February 6, 2018, is quite beat up from space debris these days. It made its close approach with Mars within 0.05 astronomical units, or under 5 million miles of the red planet. SpaceX said in a tweet Wednesday, the Roadster was originally sent onto a path towards Mars orbit and was expected to crash into the red planet. Can you imagine the insurance claim should it hit a rover on Mars? NASCAR is in Texas Sunday. Brad Keselowski talks strategy.
You can argue that's good or bad. Probably depends on who you are. The tire that we ran last year seemed like it was more about how you get through traffic. The tire we run this year seems to be more about how the car handles and getting that balance right. Now we're going back to the tire, or pretty much the same tire we had last year, so it's more about how you get through traffic. So it's definitely a change that has different strengths and weaknesses for different teams. So I can't say that I have a great answer as to how that'll fall out for us. But it makes a huge difference for sure.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and thank you for joining in and being on the team here. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I've got an incredible story to share with you. I've really been looking forward to the conversation with Paige and Josh Wetzel, their brand new book, Beautifully Broken, An Unlikely Journey of Faith. Inside the cover, the story reads, Paige received the phone call that every military wife prays will never come. Her husband, Army Sergeant Josh Wetzel, stepped on an improvised explosive device while patrolling in Afghanistan. The blast resulted in the immediate loss of his legs. His survival was uncertain. And in the days to come, this traumatic incident began an unbelievable journey of faith for them as a couple. Paige's vulnerability as she struggles physically, emotionally, and spiritually will remind you of the power of commitment and love in the face of adversity. You will discover the bravery and grit of a woman who stood behind the battle lines but faced a battle of her own to save her marriage and her family. As a military wife, Paige had to come to terms with the priorities of the military, God, country, and then family. The story includes the never-seen-before personal journal entries from Josh's time on tour in Afghanistan. Josh and Paige, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
For both of you, you know, Josh, for your commitment to this country for freedom and the price that you've paid, you know, how does a country thank you, you know, for all that that you've invested in freedom on our behalf?
You know, honestly, we've been blessed tremendously already, you know, since I've gotten out of the Army, you know, organization called Homes for Our Troops has, you know, built us a brand new house. And, you know, we're living here in the Auburn community in Auburn, Alabama. And, you know, we're working. And honestly, like our mission now is just to figure out how to serve our country more.
Mm. That's and Paige, for you, you know, your story is documented here. I mean, this is really, it's two stories in one, isn't it? I mean, it's your story, it's Josh's story, and how you two were able to come together in the face of this adversity and the reality of your warrior sergeant husband was coming home on the surface, what some would say less than how he left.
Absolutely. And that was a huge part of, I think, what is missing in a lot of military stories. Sometimes it's a very recountance of what happened on a deployment during an injury and during recovery. And there's not a lot of caregiver point of views written out there. But I also just really wanted to write a story of, you know, the extraordinary thing that we went through as far as Josh's injury and just all the things he had to battle physically. But I also really wanted to tie it into, you know, just how that also had to play into regular marital problems,
exactly.
regular parenting problems. And those are often the things that I think sometimes when you go through something very unique, people sometimes assume that you're excluded from normal everyday problems. And then we often get surprised when normal everyday problems are the cause of the unraveling of everything. So I really wanted to try to make those two stories come together and make sense for people, because the battle is never going to end for us. So rather than trying to make it end, we need to just equip ourselves and embrace the fact that, you know, we're equipped to handle this and this is our purpose in life.
You know, Josh, it's one thing, you know, I guess if you want to say in normal life, I mean, you have your job, Paige has her job, the family comes in between. But in your situation, it's like a tsunami. I mean, the entire world and your life and your experience all comes at you at the same time when you're probably wondering, well, why me? Why right now? Can I get a little bit of a break? I'm trying to learn how to walk all over again and survive. And, oh, yeah, life must go on in these other areas. I have a wife who needs a husband. I have children that need a dad. And as you say, just the normal rigors of just general life coming at you in such a way that it just seems to be so augmented. Is that fair?
You know, honestly, you know, the actual, like, physical part of the rehabilitation for me was easy, but you're right. I mean, it was like a tsunami because, you know, you lose your legs and that's one thing you're dealing with. And then, you know, while I was in the hospital, you know, we also dealt with so many other things from, you know, some PTSD moments to, you know, working on our marriage and building our family and then also figuring out, like, what am I going to do when I get out of the military? So, yeah, it was quite the tsunami there for a while.
Well, a lot to deal with. Paige, let's go back. How did you and Josh meet?
Well, we actually met in college. We were both athletes at a small junior college, and it was just kind of the beginning of the school year. All the athletes were already on campus because we were there practicing, getting ready for our seasons. And we were just easy boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, those early days where you just get to hang out all the time. And then school was not really for Josh. And so, you know, fast forward a couple of years and I'm about to graduate and Josh is like nowhere near graduating. And that was kind of the moment where Josh really had some decisions to make, and he ultimately chose the military and kind of he just kind of exposed some things to me that I never really knew. He just confessed that, you know, the military was something that I probably should have done right out of high school, but, you know, there was a part of it just not really knowing if it was for him. Obviously, he had an opportunity to play baseball in college, so he pursued that, and that was about maybe a little over 4 years into our relationship. And then he went to basic training, and basic training is not even like this anymore. But when he went through it, there was literally like no phone conversations with anyone outside of, you know, the people you're doing training with. And so we literally wrote.
That's real Army training. Like for me in the Marine Corps, my wife at the time was 9.5 months pregnant. And I could have no contact. And when she was in labor, they finally let me talk to her for a couple of minutes, mind you. And then they had somebody watching over me just in case I, you know, got crazy and would try to escape from MCRD in San Diego. So I can relate. But that's the old Corps. That's the old Army. Nowadays, it's like, oh, yeah, along with your underwear and your T-shirts and everything, Josh, they get assigned their own personal phones, right?
Right, yeah.
But after going through that, you know, it was kind of like, look, we either need to get married or break up because this is a big commitment. And, we need to make a decision here. So soon after he finished basic training, we were engaged, and then we got married at the end of that year, which was 2010.
I'll tell you what, we'll pick up the story when we come back. We've got to go to break. More from Paige and Josh Wetzel, their new book, Beautifully Broken. We've got more to tell. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Paige and Josh Wetzel of their new book, Beautifully Broken, An Unlikely Journey of Faith. I guess that's the way, you know, when things are unplanned, can be unlikely. But what you derive from the experience. You know, I've heard it said many times, and some people say, well, it's just such a trite saying. But unless you've experienced, you really can appreciate when you read the Word of God and it says all things work together for good for those who are called to God's purposes. Bill O'Reilly, who you know, said this about the book. He says, after you read Beautifully Broken, you will never be the same. It is a touching story of, you know, love and faith and battle and courage by these two people and their family. And I would say, Paige, not only the family, but you had friends. I mean, everybody was involved, it seems, and in their own way, praying and rooting, you know, for your marriage and to get on the other side of this for all that that you and Josh had invested and what you experienced.
Absolutely, and that's a huge theme in our story. We really want to, you know, not tell a story of how resilient we were or, you know, we just knew exactly what to do every step of the way. We weren't even really, like, super spiritually mature, but we were given a community every chapter of life. And when Josh was first injured, you know, we were in a hospital full of people that were just like him. And we were all, you know, the wives got to know each other. We were asking each other questions and how to handle certain things. And then when we got out of Walter Reed Hospital, that was really when we kind of went into a dark place as individuals and as a couple, because now the intentionality of finding that community was on us. That was our responsibility. And even then, we just really feel like, while we probably ignored that community, and made excuses to not intentionally be part of it, you know, we always had a church family. There were always, other men that were trying to parent little kids that Josh could really relate to. There were other women that were trying to enter the workforce like I was trying to do. And, you know, those people and those conversations were always there. And, you know, what we really want to reiterate to anyone, whether you're a veteran or not, is that, you know, you need a community of people that understand what you're going through. And God was always able to give that to us. And so now, you know, we really try to not learn that lesson more than once. And so now we really try to go out and create those relationships and maintain them and just keep them high on the priority list.
Josh, what was that like for you? I mean, you know, under, like I said, normal conditions, you know, we're identified by what we do. You're coming out of Walter Reed. I mean, after everything that you've gone through and experienced, I mean, first of all, it was, you know, was nip and tuck. I mean, were you even going to survive? And now you're being released, you're surviving. And the question is, now what, right?
Right, yeah. You know, when I got out of the military, I had no idea what I was going to do. You know, I volunteered for a couple of different positions, just so I could have something on my resume besides good at shooting a gun, you know? Yeah, I mean, that was a big experience for me, was trying to figure out what was next. And, you know, I kind of lost that, my purpose a little bit when I got out of that military. You know, you go into the military and you're there to serve your country. No matter what that takes. And then you get out of the military and you kind of lose that purpose a little bit, you know. And, you know, it took a long time for me to realize that, you know, like, my service wasn't over when I got out of the military, that I needed to continue to serve, you know, later on in life as well.
And now you and your wife together are in the bunker of life. You're on the bunker of life, getting on the other side of this, helping you to reestablish yourself and, become re-intentional and appreciate what your purpose is now compared to what you thought it was going to be. If you even thought about post-military experience, now it's a different situation, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we went through a lot of things when I first got out of the military. We really struggled. I got into a really dark place because, you know, Satan, when you lose that sense of community, Satan kind of tries to isolate you further, you know?
Yes.
And so, it took a long time. My amazing wife, you know, she stuck with me through, everything. And, you know, she actually tricked me getting into a small group, you know, at church. And, you know, there I realized, like, you know, there were other men that were going through the things that I was going through, you know. And, you know, through all that, you know, I realized my extreme fear to lead, because when I led, I got injured, and then others subsequently got injured or killed. And so I quit leading in all aspects of life, whether that's spiritually, in my family, or at work, you know. And so, you know, through all that, I realized that, one, I needed to lead again. Two, I needed to serve again. And three, I think the most important was that, you know, me and Paige were on a mission together, to serve the military community again.
Right. Paige, you always saw something in Josh, even through the midst of all the pain and struggles that you were going through. Is that what helped you, you know, get through this, you know, your communication with God and what God had shown you about Josh and what you knew about Josh even back in the days at Auburn, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned as a wife, and I have found community with other wives that have done the same thing, but many times I think God designed the wife to often be the noticer. You know, we notice when the kids are acting weird or something seems off or, you know, whatever. And in that, I think when I would notice things, I would immediately give advice. I would immediately have this, like, exit plan of how to, you know, get out of this and make it better and go to something else that was more productive. And in that, what I accidentally did was I was constantly coaching Josh to be more like me instead of like God. And when Josh got injured, you know, one of the things that he did was he got injured, and immediately he started thinking about, man, this is really hard for everyone else. Like, they're standing there watching me lay here. You know, I've just lost my legs. Obviously, that's like a very gruesome scene to be looking at. And everyone cared about Josh. And so he started cracking jokes. He started trying to lighten the mood and that kind of thing. And that was my first real time, the first time I ever thought, man, I'm so thankful he's nothing like me, because I would have never done something like that, you know. And so it took a lot of untraining to, you know, when I felt like something was off, or just like you're saying, there was potential to be reached. I really had to learn how to encourage him and his gifts and his abilities rather than just try to make him think and do things the way I did them. And so that was a true act of repentance for me, honestly, because I am not God. You know, we're called to be like Jesus, not like another human. And so that was something that I really had to learn.
Well, Josh, we're down to the last minute here. I'm going to let you summarize this and why, you know, the takeaway of Beautifully Broken and what your prayer is for people who read this book.
Yeah, honestly, our prayer is that, you know, people who read this book will, one, be blessed by it and encouraged by it. You know, see that theme of community and service. You know, when times are tough, you know, and James, it talks about, you know, finding joy, in your times of struggle. That's honestly something that, you know, I want people to get out of this, is that, you know, even during times of suffering, that God works in your life.
Well, we got to leave it there. Beautifully Broken. The book is linked on our website and available.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court nomination.
Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Cornyn.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Hawley.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Ms. Ernst.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Blackburn.
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy, Mr. Durbin, Mr. Whitehouse, Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Coons, Mr. Blumenthal, Ms. Hirono, Mr. Booker, Ms. Harris, Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day. It's always great to be sharing it with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, amid a hectic work and school schedule, families are struggling with their daily meal routines. And to help us with some strategies to maximize mealtime efficiency and stretch budgets is the MomTrends.com editor herself, Lauren Barth, joins us. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, how can we help families with their mealtime routines?
Yeah, so it's never been more important to connect as a family or more challenging. We're all dealing with chaotic work schedules, school schedules, financial struggles, and a lack of variety in daily routines. Parents and kids are burning out.
Well, when you say they're burning out, explain that a little bit more. Unpack that, if you would.
Yeah, so the lack of variety and the monotony of what this pandemic has brought is making everybody feel burnt out. And to counteract that, first, we need to get everyone excited about cooking and eating together as a family and to make family time easier and more engaging for everyone. Next, we need to build realistic meal plans. So you want to keep handy, easy staples to help you put together fast and require minimal prep and minimal planning. So El Monterey Signature Burritos are a favorite. They can help parents provide a quick and delicious meal that their kids will love for breakfast, for after-school snacks, or even for family dinners. So whether it's tossing together burrito toppings together or creating a new family casserole recipe or empowering older kids to take the lead at mealtime, the staple freezer item can make family meals more fresh and fun. So these burritos are made with real ingredients like scrambled eggs or shredded steak. They're easy enough for kids to prepare themselves and simple for parents to use in many delicious, creative, and versatile ways. So El Madre's signature breakfast burritos are also available to help parents get kids a fast breakfast before they run out the door for a day of school or dive into the computer for a day of remote learning from home.
Well, Lauren, you know, I hadn't really even thought about it, but you're right. You know, boy, as long as we have been locked down, this has been a depressing season and nothing like we've ever endured before. And, you know, in some cases, I mean, look at every once in a while, it's okay to have peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but to have that every day, that doesn't give you a whole lot to look forward to, does it?
Absolutely. So making mealtime a more enjoyable and engaging event for everybody will, you know, spice things up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. And I'm hearing more and more how families are, you know, sharing the chores and getting involved in cooking and all that kind of deal. Because, I mean, talk about a time to bring the family together, to communicate and just kind of, you know, relax a little bit, or chillax, as the kids say, right?
Absolutely. So I think that mealtime should both be collaborative. So you want to collaborate, but you also want to delegate, which is why I say give everybody an age-appropriate responsibility so that they can feel empowered to be responsible at mealtime, whether it's setting the table, whether it's chopping the veggies, whether it's, you know, doing the dishes. That way everybody has a role in dinner time. And then, like you said, even if we're all on top of each other 24/7 these days, we're all effective devices a lot, so put down the cell phone, the computer, the, you know, the gaming, and mealtime should be text-free. So come together and make this your chance to catch up on what you've been doing in your respective pods on your respective devices all day.
Exactly. Well, we can make, you know, we can make dinner fun again and something to look forward to besides just filling our stomachs. You know, we can turn it into an event. And I mean, look at you got Monterey burritos with you. What else do you want? You know?
Absolutely.
So what else can parents do to successfully manage their mealtime routines, Lauren?
Just say, you know, this applies to mealtime, and this applies, you know, to everything that this pandemic has affected. You know, parents just need to remember at all times that they're not alone, that this pandemic has completely magnified the many responsibilities we're struggling with, especially when it comes to feeding our families. So most of us are experiencing these same struggles, these same frustrations. It's a total juggling act, and we're just trying to figure out which balls to catch first, which ones to let drop. So, you know, make mealtime easier for yourself. That's one more thing, one easier thing to check off of your list at the end of the day. If you get your kids active in the kitchen, it'll make them more engaged. It'll make them better ears. It can even be a learning opportunity. You know, not all learning these days has to be done behind a computer. So get them active in the kitchen, and it'll make it a more pleasant experience for everyone.
Exactly. And there's nothing better than, you know, to be able to stimulate our brains a little bit. It's good fun that way. We're talking with Mom Trends editor, Lauren Barth. Lauren is the editorial director of Mom Trends Media, momtrends.com, and the shoppingmama.com. I love that, the shoppingmama.com. So when she's not reading or writing about tots, toys, style, and everyday family life, she's actively out and about in the market hunting for the best new baby products, seasons, must-have kids' fashions, and gadgets and gear to help make mom's life a little easier. Speaking of shopping, let's talk about some grocery shopping strategies that you utilize, Lauren.
So these days, grocery shopping looks a whole lot different these days. So I would say before you go into the grocery store, we're all trying to make these errands and these trips expedited. We're trying to get in, get out, get what we need, and make it quick and, as you know, germ-free as possible. So top tip, don't go in blindly. Make a list. Know what you're getting. Know what you're going in for. Have a strategy. Get in, get out, and be done with it.
Well, that's great. Anything else, Lauren, as we wrap things up here that you've got to share with us that will make our mealtimes, you know, will revive our mealtimes, make them a lot more fun, get more people involved, and really make it special, even in this tough season that we're in?
So like I said before, as long as it's collaborative, you're working together, you're making it an engaging process or I could grab some, you know, tabletop dinner questions to make it a little bit more fun and to make it a little bit more different. You know, sometimes add game night into your dinner time meal just to spice it up every night. Like I said, things get tedious and monotonous. So we want to just make it a little bit more fun and surprising and in everyday simple ways that we can.
Well, outstanding. Lauren, you've been great. Thank you so much for all your help. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, so for more recipes and meal inspiration, you can visit elmonterey.com.
I'm going to give you the last word. That's perfect. Thanks, Lauren. Take care.
Thank you.
Decision by Democrats to boycott the markup in protest of how close Republicans are moving the nomination to Election Day. A bit anticipated, but rather an odd picture to see all the empty chairs. And we only heard the voice vote from Republicans, and there was no vote at all from the Democrats. Amy Coney Barrett will go to the Senate for a confirmation, which, according to Mitch McConnell, should happen on Monday. So unless, you know, something happens, you know, there was no letter that fell out of the desk drawer of Dianne Feinstein this time in the Judiciary Committee. Maybe, you know, who knows if there will be something coming up, you know, when the Senate meets in its entirety. We'll see if they're able to do anything else. But as we understood going into this, is that clearly the numbers were on the side of Republicans, and so far that's the way it's running, according to Hoyle, as they would say. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said that the boycott is not a decision the members of the committee had taken lightly, but the Republican majority has left us no choice. We're boycotting this illegitimate hearing. I mean, this is a thing that's problematic. I don't know about you, but it bothers me every time they refer to this as something illegitimate. This is constitutional. How can it be illegitimate? And you know, if the tables were turned, they would do the same thing. Baird was reported favorably out of the Judiciary Committee by 12-0 with no Democrats present. That's the final ruling on that. As Lindsey Graham said, look, this was the Democrats' choice. This is what they had decided to do. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour.
Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now okay. The VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, hey, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, in this economic crisis caused by COVID-19, the private equity industry can be utilized as a force to save companies and jobs. Did you hear that right? Private equity can be utilized as a force to save companies and jobs. Now, joining us to discuss how the industry can help get Americans back to work is Professor of Finance and Dean of Academic Studies at the Schema Business School, Mohammed Dasoki. Mohammed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's good to be with you on this midday here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, I love Raleigh. I was based out of there for about a year. What a great, great market. I enjoyed Raleigh. The people in Raleigh are just wonderful, wonderful people to be around. So I think very fondly of Raleigh. So good to have you with us. Well, in the Wall Street Journal, Professor, and another business website, you claim the private equity industry can help save the economy. Explain to our audience what you mean.
Yes, private equity, they can be used as a mechanism, you know, to get Americans back to work. They're designed to deploy capital into businesses that are in distress. They find businesses, which takes a lot of skill, to find these companies that are having some troubles in their operations, in some degree of their operations, whether it be in logistics, their strategy, their supply chain. They find a way to improve their operations and get them back on their feet. They use capital from their network of limited partners, and they use that capital to deploy into these companies on a long-term basis. So they find a way to efficiently restore these businesses, have them produce cash by using what's called leverage or debt. That's part of their model. They use equity. They couple that with credit in connection with investment banks and commercial banks. They provide this financing, and that financing together will help them restore the business, optimize it in some way, and then ultimately 3 or 4 or 5, maybe 10 years down the road, sell it back to maybe a strategic buyer or into the public market. And during that process, they're giving that chance for that company to grow, to be a contributor to GDP, to hire workers. Sure, during the process, there may be some optimization steps there in terms of cost, but still, it helps that company. It gives them a safety net, and it propels them into that next stage of their growth.
And I think the part, what you clarify here and people need to understand, is the objective of business is to survive, is to keep doing business, right? I mean, it has to exist. And so the private equity industry comes in and helps these businesses that may be languishing, that have potential, but because of management issues that can run the entire gamut, whatever, maybe even conditions like COVID-19, it says, look, it's still a good idea. It just needs some support to get it over the hump and to where we get it vibrant again, and it becomes a useful force for good for its employees and, as you say, for the GDP. Is that fair?
That's exactly it. That's right.
Why is it that people misunderstand private equity as an industry? What is the misunderstanding here?
The misrepresentation flows through different channels. You know, we see in TV shows, on Netflix, you know, in books and movies, there's this distaste that comes from those different channels. The way it's presented, American greed, it's all around the potential returns that these private equity shops earn, you know, after their efforts. The consequence of the amount of time and effort and diligence and having consultants come in and lawyers and all these efforts in preparing these transactions, ultimately, yeah, sure, these companies, these private equity firms can realize a return in the future, but that's not always the case. It's like I tell students here at Schema, there are two sides to every investment. There is a potential reward, but with risk, there's always potential loss.
Exactly.
And what's not presented through these different channels is the potential loss. Mm-hmm. Apollo Management, you know, recently recorded a net loss, you know, in their financials. So it's not as if these firms go into all these investments and they turn a substantial profit each time. In some of these cases, they do lose. They lose substantially. And a lot of these managing directors that are at these PE shops are staying up, you know, nights on end, thinking about these investments. Each of these portfolio companies that are under distress can go the right way, but they can also go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is happening is in that the media, generally speaking, the focus is just on that positive uptick, the positive return aspect, and it makes it seem as if it's an unfair advantage in all cases for these sponsors.
Yeah, it's not always the same across the board. I think the other thing to look at is that when you're talking about the private equity industry investments, these are big companies. I mean, and there's
right.
lots of zeros involved. And
yeah.
when it is victorious, it is very impressive. And for the everyday American to see these kind of dollars out, they're not getting the other side of it. They're not getting a balance sheet that says, hey, we won this one, but thank God we did. Because,
right.
you know, at the end of the day, we might end up with, you know, maybe a small double-digit profit out of it, but it looks on the surface out of this one return that we're gazillionaires.
Right. That's it. That's exactly right. And so that hyper-focus on just that that victory, you know, that rosy picture, that constant rosy picture at the end of these investments is just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it with Toys R Us. I mean, Toys R Us was a prevailing business through the early 2000s, and then, you know, the private equity firms came in, a few PE shops came in to secure and acquire Toys R Us, but ultimately that investment went sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, it was a heavy, heavy investment, billions of dollars, and ultimately that investment went south due to industry forces. I mean, there was market forces at play where Toys R Us did ultimately fall sideways. So those sponsors ended up suffering as a result.
Yeah, without a doubt. Can we talk capital gains tax for just a moment? I know this is another confusing issue for some of our audience. How will reducing the capital gains tax benefit the economy and save some of the millions of jobs lost during COVID-19?
So the capital gains tax is essentially the focus of many sponsors upon, you know, receiving their returns. You know, for, because they are long-term in nature, they are fortunate to only pay a certain amount of tax, and usually that's marked around 15%. Moving that percentage down will be an incentive for PE shops to invest. It'll be a motivation. It'll sort of spur activity, knowing that the federal government is providing that signal of support to have them invest, and then knowing that in the future those gains will be protected, it could accelerate, and that's what we were suggesting in our Wall Street article, that the reduction of that capital gains tax will motivate more investment and thus put Americans back to work. And, of course, from a federal standpoint, increase the federal revenues going forward.
Well, Mohammed, we appreciate the time. This is really interesting stuff. I wish we had more time to talk about this, particularly about the $2.5 trillion in dry powder. We got about 40 seconds. Can we deal with that in about 40 seconds?
We can. We can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Sure. The dry powder is essentially the sidelines, the capital sitting on the sidelines with these PE shops waiting to be deployed. It's just what would get that money deployed. What is that impetus? And we're suggesting is a capital gains tax. And coincidentally, that amount it's equivalent to the relief funds that's currently under legislation right now.
Interesting. Yes,
to be
exactly.
Used. Yeah, and it's, why not use a mechanism to bring companies back to life, rather than using a more sort of apathetic approach and just delivering checks to unemployed workers, what's the better solution? What's the better long-term solution? And we're suggesting that it is by providing those incentives and getting that dry powder off the sidelines into mm-hmm. companies and thus getting Americans back to work.
This is a free market solution versus big government coming in. Why not take advantage of the assets that are right there and waiting to be exercised? I think that's a brilliant idea. Well, we have to leave it there. Mohammed Dasoki, I thank you for your time. Look forward to having you back, because we barely touched on this, but this Wall Street Journal article that you wrote is very provocative and enlightening, and people need to read it. How can they, or where can they go for more information, Mohammed?
Sure, yeah. So the American Investment Council is a great, great resource to go to. It's nonpartisan, unbiased, figures and overviews of what's actually happening in the investment community, particularly in private equity and in venture capital, sales and trading. So the Americans can get an unbiased view of the PE industry to help better inform their perspectives across those different platforms.
Well, there's a smart way to get Americans back to work, especially as a result of COVID-19, and the private equity industry, as you just heard, could be very instrumental to that end. He's a professor of finance and dean of academic studies at Schema Business School, Mohammed Dasoki. Mohammed, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
With pleasure, Bill. Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final